Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Happy New Year. This is Kate Miner with update number 55 for the week of December 31st, 2007 through January 6th, 2008. Here are excerpts from NASF's government relations news items for December 2007. Item, make plans now to attend the Department of Defense Surface Finishing Industry Metal Finishing Workshop February 26th through the 28th at the Fiesta Resort and Conference Center in Tempe, Arizona. This cooperative technology information exchange on metal finishing applications is the next step in the evolution of DoD workshops and discussions on surface finishing, repair, and maintenance issues related to new military aircraft. A draft agenda and information on workshop registration and hotel accommodations for the February workshop is available through the NASF website at www.nasf.org. Surface finishing vendors and suppliers will also have an opportunity to present tabletop displays of literature, samples, and small demonstrations of surface coating technologies. The deadline to reserve a tabletop is February 15, 2008. Item, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration issued a final rule on November 15, 2007, requiring employer-paid personal protective equipment, or PPE. Under the rule, employers must provide, at no cost to employees, almost all PPE when the PPE is used to comply with OSHA standards. The final rule contains a few exceptions for ordinary safety-toed footwear, ordinary prescription safety eyewear, logging boots, and ordinary clothing and weather-related gear. It also clarifies OSHA's requirements regarding payment for employee-owned PPE and replacement PPE. In order to allow employers time to change their existing PPE payment policies to accommodate the final rule, the new PPE payment requirements must be implemented by May 15, 2008. Item, in December, the Department of Commerce's Census Bureau sent the 2007 economic census forms to more than 200,000 manufacturers in approximately 1,000 different industry sectors. The forms ask companies to report information such as employment, payroll, and the value of goods and services sold. The economic census is the most comprehensive measure of business and industry and is taken every 5 years. The forms must be returned to the U.S. Census Bureau by February 12, 2008. Company names are kept confidential and only aggregate industry data are published. To help businesses understand the economic census and how it benefits them, the Census Bureau has launched a new website at www.census.gov/econ/census07. Item, China announced that it will allow market forces to exert more influence over the value of the yen as the country moves toward a fully convertible currency. This move came after European financial leaders visiting Beijing stepped up demands for a stronger Chinese currency to curb Europe's trade deficit with the Asia country. China allows the value of the yen to move in a tightly controlled range against the dollar and mostly restricts the conversion of major sums to foreign currencies to trade-related payments. Analysts say that China is likely to allow a continued, gradual appreciation of the yen, which has allowed it to strengthen by more than 12% since July 2005. Europe and most of China's other major trading partners have complained that an undervalued yen gives an unfair advantage to Chinese exports. Item, China recently agreed with the U.S. to end its government subsidies that the Bush administration says put American manufacturers at a disadvantage in the global marketplace. As part of the agreement, the U.S. agreed to suspend the complaint it filed earlier this year against China at the World Trade Organization. The complaint alleged unfair Chinese government subsidies boosted exports in a range of industries, from wood products to computers to steel. China agreed to take a series of steps to eliminate subsidies prohibited by the WTO. If China fails to meet its commitments, the case could be revived, according to U.S. officials. For more information about the industry-related government relations activities discussed here, please visit the official website of the National Association for Surface Finishing at www.nasf.org or contact headquarters at 202-457-8404. You can also contact the NASF policy arm, the Policy Group, directly at 202-457-0630. Here's the calendar of events through January 17, 2008. On January 8th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will have their monthly meeting at Plantation House Restaurant in Donelson, Tennessee. Speaker will be Jeff Hannipal of the Policy Group in Washington, D.C. On January 10th, the Chicago branch of the AESF will have their branch meeting at Wellington of Arlington Heights in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Also on January 10th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have their branch meeting at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On January 14th, the Rochester branch of the AESF will have their monthly meeting at Cipriani's Italian Grill in Rochester, New York, with a roundtable discussion on the future of the upstate New York plating industry and a state of the plater update by Harry Ryder of the Monroe County Water Authority. And on January 17th, the Surface Technology Association will have their STA Forum at Spinny Yarn Restaurant in Fremont, California. And for more information on all of these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Thanks for listening.